you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Under Center Podcast. This is Training Camp Daily, where we will tell you everything you need to know from Bears Camp. I'm Paul Aspen, Bears producer, with our insider John Moon Mullen, who's down in Bourbonnais. And Moon, it is day one of practice. The first time we'll get to see Matt Nagy's, you know, desire to callous up his players, but at the same time, they're trying to stay healthy. How does that all even out?
You know, it's really an interesting, the good news and the bad news is the Bears have a longer time for training camp. In some respects, this is all setting up. They couldn't design this a lot better with the new coaching staff. They get the extra mini camp with the new head coach. They get an extra week of practice because of the Hall of Fame, so they're getting an extra game with the players. A lot of veterans won't like that, but at a time when you're installing a new system and a new regime, this is setting up, giving them more and more live time. The question that will be worth watching is how physical is Matt Nagy's idea of a physical practice. A lot of coaches talk about that. I think Mark Trestman might have been the only exception where he was going to build the man or whatever else was going on, and that was kind of more of a country club atmosphere. So it's setting up well that they have more time, but we'll see how physical they are, and I know Nagy and his staff are really paying attention because injuries have just racked this team, I think, ever since Lovie Smith, and they need to avoid that. Too many of the position battles or competitions might be decided by injury rather than performance, and you really never want that as a team.
I mean, you've been covering training camps for just a little bit now. I mean, with all the new rules, I mean, when they say physical, just how physical can it actually be?
It really comes into the, I would say, just the length of the full contact sessions. The number of padded practices are pretty much regulated. But once the pads are allowed to be on, you can make the whole practice a scrimmage if you wanted. So that's always a bit problematic because you don't want the coaches will be yelling, keep them off the ground. So they really don't want live tackling in most cases, except other than in goal line situations. So, I think that's always a balancing act, and I think Maggie even used that balancing act phrase. Because again, one coach's idea, Mark Trestman once called one-third of practice the most physical practice he'd ever seen, and I think everybody was kind of like, Mark, you need to get out more. So we'll kind of see what Matt Nagy's idea is as go on.
One guy I definitely don't want to see on the ground is number 10, He was getting into this camp as a starter. You know, had a lot of interesting things to say, a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, it sounded like, in his media session going into camp. I mean, we're tracking every pass of his, right?
Yes. I do think we always talk, there's the 5 questions or the 10 questions at camp. I think there's only 2. One of them is Mitch Trubisky. Is he better? I'm going to be tracking as many of his throws as I can from the simple standpoint of completions, because he was a sub-60% completion guy last year. That's not good enough, especially if you're running a West Coast system, which is using the pass in ball control. I wrote that piece for NBC Sports, and I think that's a huge part of this offense, to always be moving the chains. And the second part, obviously, is going back to the Buddy Ryan days. If protecting your quarterback is that important, I'm going to make my defense the number one directive, get the quarterback. And do the Bears have enough guys to get pressure? So I'm going to be watching the pass protection drills to see if they do have a pass rusher other than Leonard Floyd and Akeem Hicks, because right now they need another one.
So pass rush is definitely a question mark. Another unit on the defense that – it's weird. You get the polar opposite opinions. The secondary, they've got a lot of guys returning, Kyle Fuller, we heard from a little bit yesterday. But, you know, on the one hand, you see the Ringer say, hey, are the Bears the Legion of Boom, the next Legion of Boom? On the other hand, you know, you pointed out on NBCSportsChicago.com that they're at the bottom of the league of interceptions in the last couple of years. So, I mean, there's got to be a middle ground. Which side are we leaning closer to?
Yeah, I don't know how you can come up with a Legion of Boom designation for a secondary or for a team that's only had 8 interceptions. Not one, not two, but 3 straight years. I'm not sure that they've ever equated any of the guys in the secondary with Ronnie Lott or Richard Sherman or any of those kind of boom guys. So you got to show me on that one. I'm not quite seeing it. And improvement, you can get better and still not be good. You know, again, I think Kyle Fuller had a very good year, but that was his first really good year. So you need to see that again. Eddie Jackson, I think, is the real deal at safety. Adrian Amos had an interception, but this is the first of his career, and I think almost 3,000 snaps, and it was the ball deflected him. I need to see your safety getting to the ball more often. And Prince Mukamara, Jimmy Carter went to the White House the last time he had an interception, and those matter. I think that piece I really equated or doing some parallels with the top defenses. If turnover ratio decides so many games, well, the teams that had the most more interceptions were the ones that really had the turnover ratio. The Bears had a nice, pretty decent fumble recovery total, although I think only 5 of their 12 were by the secondary. So, I don't know, Legion of Boom, got to show me on that one.
That's fair enough. So the fumble recoveries you mentioned, I think that's one of the most surprising stats that I stumbled across this offseason earlier and you've written about. And I would think most people would be shocked to find out that the Bears actually led the NFL in fumble recoveries last year with 14. One of the guys, second on the team, Eddie Jackson had 3. Akeem Hicks, we heard from him yesterday, he was second on the team with 2. So Hicks reiterated yesterday his desire, and he said this before, you know, top 10 defense last year, we want to be top 5. What is the biggest, we mentioned the pass rush, we mentioned the secondary, how does that all come together? You know, you include D-line in that too.
Well, you have guys, I think you mentioned Akeem Hicks, and I would say that is obviously, that might be one of the best free agent signings by any Chicago team. I don't think it's gotten any of the headlines that, let's say, an Andre Dawson got once upon a time because he was an MVP, and, you know, certainly you can name some other guys who kind of went along with winning. Hicks is one of these guys who brings the entire, he was given a big contract and then just it really set out to prove he was worth it. I mean, obviously I don't know prove it was the word, but he has made it, he did not take his foot off the gas. And I think that's the intensity that these guys will talk about. You get fumble recoveries by guys swarming to the football because somebody has to knock it out. That's not always the guy that recovers it. And the Bears have shown under Vic Fangio, as they have Vic Fangio and John Fox, let's give them some credit for putting together a good defense, being willing to go get the football. Now I just think they need to get it out of the air a couple more times.
All right, John McMullen, that'll do it. Day one of practice down at Bourbonnais. A lot to watch for with the extended training camp opening Thursday, yesterday, and practice starting today. So that's it for this edition of Training Camp Daily on the Under Center Podcast. Make sure to listen and subscribe to the Under Center Podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. Moon, thanks, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Will do.